This is the Composer's Datebook for October 17th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1941, the Boston Symphony gave the first performance of a new symphony by a 31-year-old American composer named William Schumann. It's numbered as Schumann's third symphony, but you might as well call it his first. No, Bill Schumann was not an early devotee of the new math. The explanation is actually pretty simple. Schumann had written two earlier symphonies, but these were composed very much under the influence of his teacher, the American composer Roy Harris. After hearing one of Harris's symphonies played by the New York Philharmonic, Schumann decided to write his own symphonies, the first in 1935, the second in 1937. The second was very well received and was even played by the Boston Symphony under Serge Koussevitzky. And it was Koussevitzky himself who commissioned Schumann to write a third symphony and conducted the premiere on today's date in 1941. It was with this work that Schumann felt he really found his own distinct voice as a composer. He withdrew his two earlier symphonies, and they were never even published. By the time of his death in 1992, William Schumann had completed a symphony number 10. So subtract the first two, and that makes 8 authentic and officially authorized William Schumann symphonies in all. And if you prefer to calculate in base 8, you can still call it number 10. For more information, visit our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.